it would provide an opportunity to for some communication from that tiny island with, you know, people on the part of the world. And it turned out the teacher got sick or something, and the parent brought two girls to youth camp. And I had a long talk with the parent. And the parent was sort of touched by the reality that Norfolk Island is tiny, it's less than 1,000 population of the island. They could communicate with kids in other parts of the world. In New York, and actually they came here, but they also had partnerships in Europe. And it's sort of a way of networking young people around the world, globally, whatever kind of metaphor you want to use for that. You know, it isn't like 1 to 1,000, it's just partner schools here and there. And I think that's a very important use, much more important. And if we could teach teachers how to nurture that with their kids, you know, with whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a, it's sort of a poignant, I met the teacher, I once had a video phone call with my class, with an old Luma phone, with this teacher in Brooklyn. But the teacher's project was at the time of the Somalian episode. And he had kids in Brooklyn compare the violence in Brooklyn with the violence in Somalia. And they wrote to each other about that. And that was the subject of their classroom exercises. I thought that was interesting and creative.
Yeah, it's an entirely different use of, yeah. of
education. It's the same collegiate use, really. It's
collegial, yeah.
And it's again, I'll come back to this BAI thing where the national board are cutting off the listeners and firing people and shutting people out. And what I said to them last week is, what they're going to find is that they cannot shut out the internet. The internet will not get shut out. And we're seeing that, you know, there's far more discussion of the issues of all this thing going on the internet than there is in the public meetings, than there is on the boards as far as in the, you know, and in the committee where people,
absolutely.
And the same kind of business where you're saying, well, some people are mouthing off and blaming and other people are doing it, but between the thing, it's there and it's reviewable and it, you know, the next person can come along and go through it and there is consensus coming out, you know, having to be hacked out of it all, and it's, you know, it's a change of process, and I think the people in the middle, they don't get it, you know what I mean, they just look at the internet as somewhere where, you know, opinion masquerading as fact, you know, don't believe anything you read. Yeah. They're not understanding this process that's going on.
But we need something to eliminate the problems that we now have in cyberspace discourse. We need an etiquette which people will subscribe to, which provides for progress.
It's something that I feel is that a lot of it, people are using hammers to screw in screws, and that things like, you know, mailing lists or Usenet are not absolutely suited to certain things, and this is why people come up